The pandemic is forcing many of us to change our habits, but what if those habits are deeply ingrained, as in thousands of years ingrained? That's the case in China, where sharing food using your own chopsticks is a sign of respect. The World's Rebecca Canther is in Shanghai and reports the government is trying to change that.
On television stations around China, this public service announcement has been playing over and over for the past month. In it, a three-generation family sits down for a meal, and a cute little kid pedals over on his tricycle bringing the eating utensils. There's a pair of chopsticks for each person, and also a set of serving chopsticks. The message? Make sure to use the serving chopsticks. It's all part of a new campaign run by the government to try to convince people here to change how they eat. In China, it's very common to share a meal together family style, each person using their own chopsticks to pick up food from a common dish. And it's a sign of caring or respect to pick up food with your own chopsticks and put it on someone else's plate. But as the country recovers from the coronavirus outbreak, the government wants everyone to change that tradition. At an upscale Cantonese restaurant in Shanghai, Tang Xuexiong is surrounded by 12 of his friends and business partners. They're having a post-COVID reunion in a private VIP room. Before them lies a vast array of mouth-watering dishes, including fried fish, shrimp cakes, and clay pot rice. The group clinks glasses for a toast before they dig in. Tang asks the waiter for special chopsticks and serving spoons to serve the dishes. We used serving chopsticks before, he tells me, but after the outbreak, we need to really step up the use of serving utensils to keep everyone healthy. The message is being spread through TV shows and online classes for kids. This teacher in Beihai, in southern China, is showing kids how to distinguish between serving chopsticks and regular ones. The serving ones are longer, and sometimes they're a different color, too. There's even catchy little ditties, like this one featuring a dancing pair of chopsticks. Anita Lai runs food tours, and her family owns a bunch of hot pot restaurants in Chengdu. She says she learned about the chopstick campaign on the radio.
So they've been talking about it and said like many restaurants have joined this campaign. And I have seen many restaurants outside of the restaurant. They put up posters and signs saying like we encourage people to use the serving chopsticks.
She thinks the new campaign is going to be a tough sell though.
Using a public or serving chopsticks will kind of be like a sign saying like, you know, I want to keep distance between you and me. And that's something that's kind of like opposite of the social culture here. Although like I agree, it's a good concept that we probably should adapt regarding the pandemic situation.
Anthony Zhao is a chef who owns several restaurants in Shanghai. He says the fancy places have been offering serving chopsticks for years.
Whenever people come in, they walk into the room that the table already set up with serving chopsticks. But sometimes people using, sometimes people not, but it's always will be there.
Zhao says it's a different story in the smaller restaurants where most people go out for regular meals. He says hygiene isn't as much a priority.
Those small restaurants, they were not using serving chopstick because I think it's not necessary. It doesn't really matter.
Serving chopsticks are already common in Taiwan and Japan, but they haven't quite caught on yet in China, despite repeated efforts by the government. So will people start using them? Zhao says it's not like in the U.S. where no one wants to double dip. Here, it seems rude not to do that. People will think,
if you don't want to eat with us, why you can't come, you know? We're already sitting in the same table and being very close to eat, you know? Why you worry about those things? That's how I feel, actually, sometimes.
Back at the Cantonese restaurant in Shanghai, the manager shows me the utensil drawer filled with serving spoons and serving chopsticks. He tells me everyone uses serving chopsticks here. But that's not what I see when I look around the restaurant. There are several people sharing food with the regular chopsticks. This isn't surprising. In China, people have been eating this way for generations. Still, the pandemic has forced people to change in many different ways. It seems they're already accustomed to wearing masks, sharing a digital health code on their phone, and having their temperature checked everywhere they go. So maybe using serving chopsticks will become another small price to pay for staying safe. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.